Need a plumber? Call Hungry Plumber. A professional, dependable plumber, Hungry Plumber is dedicated to quality service, fixing clogged toilets, sinks, broken or leaking pipes, with 20 years of satisfied customers. Need a simple drain clean, leaky faucet, or need to replace that water heater? Hungry Plumber has service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with affordable pricing too. Call Hungry Plumber and know what you're paying for. 858-429-6050. 858-429-6050. License 861-876. Log on to hungryplumber.com. Waterhaven Pool and Spa, residential service and repair serving all of San Diego County. Let Waterhaven turn your pool and spa into a dazzling, relaxing haven for you and your family and friends to enjoy. For friendly, personal service, ask for Dale. Call 760-822-9788. That's 760-822-9788. And tell him Dr. Luana sent you. You're listening to A Touch from Above with Dr. Luana Stines on KPRZ 1210 AM. Dr. Luana is sponsored by A Touch from Above.
Bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Dr. Luana, and this is A Touch from Above. I'm going to take just a moment. I'm so excited to share with you my CD, The Cup of Salvation, and I'm going to play one of my songs off of it right now, and it's called I Am Wisdom, out of the Word of God. All right, Jeff, let's play that.
The Lord brought me forth as the first of his words before his mighty deeds of old. I was appointed before the world began. I am
Salvation, and for your gift of any amount during the month of December, I will send that as a gift back to you. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm very excited tonight. I have a wonderful guest with me, actually two of them, Brian Wright and his wonderful wife, Anna. And I just want to just let them share tonight. Brian is a teacher, and he's been in the education department for how many years, Brian?
I've worked for San Diego Unified for 11 years now.
11 years. How many years have you been in the school system, period?
That's 11 years with San Diego Unified, and I also taught disabled adults for about 17 years prior to that.
Wow. And Anna, what do you do?
I'm a project specialist in the clinical research organization, and I've been doing that for about 7.5 years.
Wow. Awesome. Well, you know, the Word of God says that train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he's older, he shall not depart. Brian, being in the school system, tell our listeners that are listening tonight, how important, what are you seeing lacking concerning God, school, take your Bibles out? I notice you wear a cross all the time.
Yes, I do wear my cross every day, and I make sure that it's visible. And occasionally I will have a child ask me what it means. And I always really believe that it's important to answer a child's questions honestly. And I tell them it's because I believe Jesus Christ died on a cross just like this to save me from my sins. And that could happen for you too, if you believe. And sometimes I get a raised eyebrow from a listening teacher. Oh, I just want to make one quick correction, Dr. Luana, that I'm not actually a credentialed teacher. I'm a special ed behavior technician.
Wow.
Which means I work with behavior students. But there really is a lack of God in the school district. I see kids are bombarded today with so many inappropriate messages from television, from movies, from video games especially, from older peers. And there seems to be a real lack of direction that these children have, a real emptiness that most of them have, because there is no spiritual God and Jesus in their lives to help them balance this out, to give them strength to get past it.
So as you are watching this and you're seeing, now in your school, it ranges from what grade to what grade?
I work in a kindergarten through sixth grade elementary school.
So even though it's a grade school, you're seeing that without God, you're watching these children that have such a need for God.
Absolutely. And I want to make a quick shout out to one of my students, Ruth, and I actually gave her a Bible in class, which I was just thrilled that she and her mom was quite happy with that, by the way.
Awesome.
Yes, and I see this. The children really are looking for direction. They're looking up for direction. They want it. They crave it. They desire it. And I really hope to, in the next year, start an after-school Bible study class for children.
And that's, so you're allowed to have a Bible study class at your school, Brian?
After school hours, yes.
Awesome.
It can't be during instruction hours. And as a matter of fact, at the last school I worked at during the talent show, which was after school hours, I brought my praise worship team and we sang rock and roll songs for Jesus.
Yeah.
For 5 years running.
That's awesome. For those of you that are listening also, I just want to share with you that Brian is an amazing, amazing musician. And in order for you to see him play his bass, you're just going to have to come to church. That's it.
Thank you.
Anna, you're sitting there. You're so quiet there. Anna, why don't you share what God is doing in you and Brian?
Well, for one thing, I just want to thank you, Dr. Luana, for this opportunity to share. This is quite an experience.
Yes.
We're reading the Bible together every day now. Sometimes he'll be in the room and I'll be in the living room, but we wake up early in the morning and each of us are in our own special places with our Lord. And that's a big deal. We didn't have that before. And I'm just so blessed that I have a husband who is a godly man and is growing in the Lord. And I think that's what every wife needs is someone that can lead a home under the leadership of the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
And through Jesus Christ, I'm just truly blessed to witness the growth in him. And as a result, it's helping us in our relationship, in our marriage.
Awesome. And for those of you that are listening, just to let you know, this is the voice Anna Wright that just spoke is also a grandmother of 8 grandchildren, ranging from 9 grandchildren. And what ranging from what age to what age, Anna?
Well, our oldest attended church with me here for the first time last Sunday.
What a beautiful young lady.
Thank you. She's 15 years old, 15 and a half, actually. And our very youngest is Josias, and he's such a special little boy. He, see, 3 months. He'll be three
wow.
months in just 3 days.
Oh, you got a large span there. Awesome. So what is God speaking to your heart, Anna, to pour into your children and to your grandchildren?
You know, Dr. Luana, thank you for asking. I think I've shared with my children, and I know I've shared it with my husband, that if I have done anything at all in my life, anything worth talking about, is that I know that all my children and my grandchildren know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Because at the end of it all, Dr. Luana, I just want to see them in heaven. They are free to make a decision to accept Him. And my children actually have had accepted the Lord when they were little. But there's growth that still needs to happen after you make that initial step. And that is my hope. It's that I will be an example to them so that they will have that blessed life that the Lord Jesus Christ has called us to, that He actually says that we will have. He came here so that we can have life abundant.
Amen. Amen. Brian, what is God speaking to your heart, and what is God doing in your life?
Wow. You know, Dr. Lana, you know, and I really appreciate this opportunity to share with you also. God has changed my life dramatically, as the only word I can, and that word sounds so inadequate, before I got saved. And that happened at a Billy Graham revival, as a matter of fact. And I felt empty and vacuous and just kind of wandering around from gig to gig. And I didn't feel like I really had a purpose. I enjoyed my work to a degree, but I wasn't fulfilled. And since Jesus Christ became a center point of my life, I find a meaning. I have the Holy Spirit right next to me at my side, helping me with the troubles and trials that we all have. And I have some that are quite demanding. And I see in my line of work, working with disabled children at times, the trials and challenges are extremely demanding at times, sometimes life-threatening. But I always have Jesus Christ there to help me. And what He's done for my wife and I has been just unbelievable. You know, we still have our ups and downs as a married couple, like all do.
You mean there's not a perfect marriage?
Yeah, there's not. At least that's what they tell me. But we always have Jesus to bring us together, to give us a focus, to give us a direction, a sense of a grounding, as it were.
Brian, Anna, there are couples that are listening right now, and right now the holidays are on, and people are just in turmoil. They're thinking about money and gifts and presents and all of these things, and they're bickering, they're fighting. And what do you want to tell those couples that are listening right now?
Honey, you want to take that?
Well, I think it's so easy to get caught up in what the tradition is. But I think we need to take a step back and really focus on what's important at this time of year, every day, actually, but especially during the Christmas holiday season. What is Christmas all about anyway? You know, we are celebrating the birthday of our Lord Jesus Christ. So that is what this is all about. And it's not so much the gifts, because that can cause stress. You know, a lot of us are tight in our budget. And if we can just focus on just getting together and just acknowledging all the blessings that we have, will be such a tremendous relief from having to go shopping and buy that perfect gift. My grandchildren will still get gifts, but that's a given. But that's what I would say, is that, you know, try to step back and just, you know, think about what Christmas is really all about.
You know, Proverbs chapter 10 is very powerful. Chapter 10, verse 22 says, "The blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and he adds no sorrow with it." Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, I wanted to, you know, Anna had it perfect, that there's so much pressure on buying a gift and spending money and making sure it's, you know, the most you can afford. And Jesus is the reason for the season. That's what it's really all about, to remember about baby Jesus and Mary and Joseph and how he was brought into the world with absolutely nothing. He didn't have any gifts. Of course, he had the three wise men having to wander by and and worship him. But we can't get caught up in all that. We have to look more at the love of family and the time you spend together and fellowship more than, you know, whether you got the sweater that fits.
That's true. You know, Brian, I think about Anna, and I think about you, and what a blessing you guys are to A Touch from Above.
Thank you, Dr.
And I think this portion of Scripture in Proverbs chapter 12 just really describes Anna. It says, "An excellent wife is the crown of her husband." And she truly is an excellent wife. She's truly a gift to you.
Absolutely, she's a gift. I would be absolutely lost without my amazing wife. She's the one that really directed me towards Christ. The very first night we met, as a matter of fact, she was talking about God and Jesus, and I looked at her kind of cross-eyed, because I you know, you're not used to hearing that in a first meeting from somebody, but it stuck. The seed was planted, and within 3 years, I was walking down in a field in front of Billy Graham, and I felt the Holy Spirit invade me.
Awesome.
And lift me off the ground. It was a truly, truly supernatural experience.
Well, I'm excited what God has planned for you two. And there's people that are listening today, and they're throughout San Diego. And you guys come all the way from where to come up to the Prayer Mountain to church?
La Mesa.
From La Mesa. There are those that are out there. What do you want to tell them about coming to church, the Prayer Mountain?
Wow. You know, when I first heard you on the radio, I knew that I had to meet you, and I knew that I needed to hear more of the message that I heard on that radio that morning. And it's been over a year since I started coming to the Prayer Mountain, and we have grown exponentially in our spiritual walk because the Holy Spirit is just alive. This is truly a Spirit-filled mountain. We come here, we're encouraged to pray. We're here to lift up the Lord. Every time we come here, it's all about God. And I think that's what it's all about. And, you know, my husband and I come here every Sunday, and that's so important to us.
Absolutely. I was really quite impressed with the strength of the word in your message, Dr. Luana. There's nothing phony, there's nothing fake, it's the real deal, and it's just pure Bible all the way, and it's strong gospel, and that is severely lacking in so many churches that are looking more to entertain you and tell you funny stories, even though you do have a terrific sense of humor.
Thank you.
But the word is just extremely strong up here, and the Prayer Mountain is a very, very spiritual, God-filled place.
Amen. Thank you so much, Brian and Anna. You're listening to my program tonight, and maybe you are having trouble in your marriage. Maybe you are just weary. Maybe you're a single mother. Maybe you're a single father. Maybe you're just trying to make ends meet. And maybe you're just turn the dial and you're not even a Christian. You're just saying, I don't understand about God and Christian and all this stuff. Anna, there's somebody listening today that I know they need to get saved. And there's two ways. I'm going to have Anna lead you in a prayer. Listener, listen to me. Please just repeat this prayer, mean it with all your heart, and you can also call our prayer line, and that number is area code 760-315-1967. Again, 760-315-1967. But you're listening to my program tonight, listener, and you are contemplating suicide. Maybe you are drowning yourself in a bottle of whiskey. Maybe you feel as if you're so broken inside and you're wondering, God, are you there? Yes, he's right there. He wants to be your Lord and Savior. And Anna, there's somebody listening. I know that. Can you lead them in a simple prayer to come to Jesus?
Absolutely. Thank you. Heavenly Father, we have this time, O Lord, to be with you, O God. But there are those, O Lord, who don't even know you. And for those people, O Lord, we pray for, O God. And for those of you who are listening and just want more in your life, you can have more. Because God, in his love for us, sent his Son, Jesus Christ, so that we can know who he is in flesh. Jesus Christ is his Son, and he came so that you can have life abundantly, so that you can have life forever. So it's all you have to do is ask him, Father God, here I am. I don't know who you are, but I know that you are real. Sometimes I don't even know what it is that I need to do in my life, but I know that I need you. I ask you to forgive me of my sin, and I pray that you show me, O Lord, how I meant to live from this day forward. And I accept your Son, Jesus Christ, as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me of my sin. I thank you. Amen.
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 Amen. You said that prayer tonight, and I want to hear from you, and I want you to write me a letter. I want to hear from you, and you can write to ATFA, A Touch From Above, Dr. Luana, P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California, 92065. Again, P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California, 92065. You are listening to my program, and you need prayer. You're hurting. You're sick. Your kids, your teenagers, you just don't have any answers for them, and you need prayer cover. Why don't you write to us? We at the Prayer Mountain, we pray for every single request. We will pray for you. You can log on to my website, atouchfromabove.org. You can mail me your prayer requests or write them to me, P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California. The website again is atouchfromabove.org. You are important to us. We love you. We appreciate you. Brian, Anna, I thank you so much for joining me tonight, and we're going to have to do this again.
Thank you so much, Dr. Luana, for having us on. It was a real honor.
Thank you.
Oh, you are welcome. God bless you. I thank you so much for tuning in tonight. You are important. Don't forget, think and pray about a monthly gift. Help me support radio so that we can reach multitudes and thousands of people that are lost and broken without Jesus. Consider that. You can give right online at atouchfromabove.org. You can send your gift in, P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California. And please, 92065. And don't forget to send me your prayer request. We are prayer warriors. We will pray for your needs. We'll pray for your children. We'll pray for your husband. We'll pray for your wife. We love you in Jesus. God bless you. I'm Dr. Luana. Thank you so much for tuning in. And don't forget, I will see you every night, Monday through Friday. God bless you at the same time. I love you and appreciate you. God bless you. Have a great, fantastic, wonderful, Jesus-filled evening. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to A Touch From Above with Dr. Luana Steins. I'm Brian, and we are thankful you listen to our program. Every program is available online at atouchfromabove.org. This ministry flows on the river of prayer. We thank you for your prayers. Would you please pray and consider giving a monthly gift of any amount? Help us reach as many people as we can. Jesus is greatly needed. We need your help. Give right now online at atouchfromabove.org. Again, thank you for listening to A Touch From Above with Dr. Luana Steins.
A Mother's Story by Dr. Luana Steins is a true story of a young mother's perseverance in the face of tragedy, a murdered husband, betrayal of marriage, and a devastating drug addiction. A drastic change in one's life where there is a collision with truth. the story of how the power and love of Jesus transformed her life when her life was filled with tragedy and heartache.
Hi, I'm Dr. Luana Steins. I want to share with you about my book, A Mother's Story. Many people have been touched by reading how God has helped me overcome rejection, of being placed in an orphanage at a young age, the tragedy of being married at 15, and only years later to find myself a young widow, a single mother. My husband was found murdered. I want you to know today that Jesus rescued me. You can order my book at atouchfromabove.org for only $12.95 plus shipping and handling.
Go to atouchfromabove.org to hear more about A Mother's Story from Dr. Luana Steins. And don't forget to tune in to KPRZ every Sunday for A Touch From Above
on K-Praise.
Thank you so much for tuning in to A Touch From Above with Dr. Luana Steins. I'm Brian Wright. Have you been out to the church service at Prayer Mountain Sunday at 10 a.m.? My wife Anna and I attend every week, and we are blessed every service with a message that challenges us. Come on out to A Touch From Above, Prayer Mountain, for a Sunday service, 10 a.m., 16145 Highway 67, Ramona, California. I'm looking forward to meeting you. See you Sunday at the mountain. Come hear the powerful word of God at A Touch From Above, Prayer Mountain, atouchfromabove.org.
Are you going through hard times? Are your teenage kids going through trials? Is your marriage in trouble? Come up to the mountain and pray. Jesus still answers prayers. Even Jesus had to go up to the mountain to pray. Our strength comes when we take time out to pray.
A Touch From Above Ministries has a place for you to get away and pray, whether it's just for a day or if you want to stay for a few. Located conveniently in Ramona, just 35 to 45 minutes from anywhere in San Diego County. There are over 24 beautiful acres of land with small cabins that can accommodate two people comfortably, so you can have some privacy and get before the Lord and pray. Make reservations at 760-789-6207. That's 760-789-6207. You can also visit atouchfromabove.org to find out more information. Come visit A Touch From Above Ministries Prayer Mountain.
I cry out with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord. I will keep your statutes.
Need a great website? Call Chaldea Tech. In response to your need for affordable IT solutions in this technologically growing marketplace, Chaldea Tech has been at the forefront of technology with over 24 years' experience in internet marketing strategies. Chaldea Tech's first step is to understand your particular business, your mission, logic, rules, issues, and your expectations. Chaldea Tech discusses how the internet can assist you in reaching your goals and helps you define you. They determine the depth of your web needs and development to help you get your business online and operational. Chaldea Tech's experience gives you the confidence to launch a comprehensive, rich site for your business, helping large or small businesses gain exposure and improve your client base. Call Chaldea Tech at 800-728-1441. Tell Doug Suley Dr. Luana sent you. She says they're the best. Call 800-728-1441 or go to chaldeatech.com. You've been listening to A Touch From Above with Dr. Luana Steins on KPRZ 1210 AM. Dr. Luana is sponsored by A Touch From Above.